So two notices before we start the shiur today. First of all, to my dismay, next week we will have no shiur. So when I say the shiur in Rosh and Kodesh, sometimes I apologize and I say Litzari veLesimchati. When I'm on Chutz La'aretz, I'm always engaged in Arbotzes Torah, and Achenu shebeMedina Sayom are also Oyhave Torah. So next week I will be in America Sunday night. I'm going Thursday night in B'Siyata Dishmaya. I think Sunday night I have a shiur scheduled in Florida. At least the weather there will be a bit nicer than it is in New York or in Yerushalayim right now. So the next shiur B'Siyata Dishmaya Be'ezus Hashem will be in 2 weeks' time, Sunday night. And the Divrei Torah that we're learning tonight, B'Siyata Dishmaya, is dedicated L'Refua Shleima L'Chave Basleya. HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yishlach L'Refua Shleima Min HaShemayim L'Ramachei V'Reo V'Shesog Yideyu. And she B'Zoichet Orichas Yom V'Shonim with her wonderful family. And the Shir is also dedicated L'Iloi Nishmoso Shel Isha Chashuv Rivko Bas Yehuda Tzadok. And the Neshom Zalom Analiyah, the Tanuach B'Sholom Al Mishkova, she should be a Melitz Yosher for her family. So in Parshas Yisroi, we learn the Aseres Adibris. And Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon teaches us, and in the footsteps of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, most of the Rishonim, including the Rashi and the Ramban, that Aseres Adibris in a way include Tariag Mitzvah Shevetayra. And these are 10 fundamentals, broad yesodos, fundamentals and basics of Torah Hashem, and in a way, all the other mitzvahs, the entire structure of Taryag is based on Aseres Adibris. So in previous years, we dealt with different aspects of Aseres Adibris, and today we choose to learn Dafka number 10, because number 10 has a special significance, and that is and the Rabbeinu Bechaye wonders in this week's parasha and its parasha Torah, why don't we find loisigzol in the Aseres Adibris? Geneva and Gezeila are not included. Well, we do find loisignoi, but Chazal teach us, and Rashi brings it on the spot, that is going to be nefoshois. So what about Gnevis Mamoin? Rabbeinu Bachye veharamban. The Ramban, Posecute Gimel. In this week's Parsha, the Aseres Adibris both explain that what brings people to be over on all Kol Isurei HaMamon, whether it's Gneva or Gzela or Ribis or Mazek Momen Chaveroi, is the human shortcoming and weakness of the human condition of chemdas mamon. People that have big eyes and they just think that everything they see should be theirs. And the chemda of mamon chaveroi, that is, aim kol chatos and avi avois hatuma, and therefore the Torah says lois achmoid. And if people will really be makpid and lois sachmoid and overcome this chulsha, then that would include loisignoivo and loisigzoil and oinoa and ribis and all the rest. So today we will deal with the sugya of lois sachmoid, from the esoidus of the sugya to the details, and kidarkeinu, some discussions aloha lamaisa. So in Bava Metzia Daf Hayom and Aleph, we learn the sugya of choshed hamamoina is a choshed hashavuasa. When a person is choshed to steal, wouldn't he be choshed on shavuas sheker? So the Gemara wants to bring a raif in shavuas hashoimrim, one of the three shavuas that a shoimer needs to take upon himself and swear, is shavuas sheinu bishusi. So the Gemara wonders, if the Pekodin is Bereshusai, then he is a blatant thief. He keeps Momen Acherim and he lies to say it was lost It was destroyed, it was stolen, and it is actually Beshusai. So is Choshed HaMamoina. So how would we accept his Shavua? So the Gemara says, no, he's not Choshed HaMamoina. He wants to pay for it. He just doesn't have cash. But he has intention at some later stage to pay. But the Gemara says, even if he does plan to pay, it's still Loi Sachmoid. Well, ultimately it won't be Loi Sigzel, because he's going to pay, and the proper owner will, in a B'dievet situation, agree to get compensation and take the money. So ultimately it won't be Loi Sigzel, but he's still Loi Van Loi Sachmoid. And the Gemara says, Loi Sachmoid Le'in Shei Beloi Domei Mashma. And the question arises, the lesson of the Gemara is, Loi Sachmed Le'inshe Beloi Domei Mashma. A loose translation, people consider Loi Sachmed only if you don't pay. And people assume, if I paid, there is no Issa of Loi Sachmed. So Tosfos on this part doesn't deal with this question, but in Sanhedrin Daf Chofei Yomid Beis, Tosfos does discuss, is that only people assume, but mistakenly assume, but la'amito shel Torah, even if one does pay, he still is over on Loi Sachmoid, or actually, that is correct. It is a correct assumption. And people assume if you pay, you're not over on Loi Sachmoid, then that is true. And the two Tirutzim in Tosfos, the Nedan Chofayim and the Beis. What do we find in Masechet Sanhedrin? The Tosfos discusses it. The Chofayim Masechet Sanhedrin deals with different categories of psulei edus. So there are edim that are posel mina Torah because they are defined as a rosha, and the posuk says, Loi toshis rosha eid. Loi toshis yotchu im rosha liyos eid chamos. So this halacha we find in two different formulations. And the Mishnah says, Hoisifu aleihem hagazlonim v'hachamsonim. Besides those that are posuli edus min ha-Torah, chachomim were maisef, chachomim added on to the list of psuli edus hagazlonim v'hachamsonim. And the Gemara asks, gazlonim and chamsonim, aren't they posuli min ha-Torah? So dealing with the gazlonim, that is one discussion in the Gemara. Dealing with chamsonim, the Gemara says, aren't they posel min ha-Torah? And the Gemara answers, no, because those people took away objects, chafetzim, from others, and they paid. And therefore, originally, they were not psuliedis. But when the Chachamim saw that sometimes they snatch away objects, things from others without paying, it is then that Chachamim decreed that they are posel edus. So Tosfos says, so originally they paid, but they still took those things and objects violently without the bialim's, without the owner's consent. So wouldn't that be Loi Sachmoid? And it is there that Tosfos suggests two different approaches. One is, if you pay, there is no Loi Sachmoid. The other is, even if you pay, there is Loi Sachmoid. However, they're not posel edus min ha-Torah because people mistakenly assume that they're not over ba'aveda. So there are two different terutzim and tosfos dealing with the basic question. If you took something from its proper owner, either violently, or by excessive persuasion, you made him feel uncomfortable, you leaned on him with too much weight, would be defined in a way as coercion, that would be Loi Sachmoid, even if you did give him compensation and he took that money. It is not that you threw him into his window without his consent. Still would be considered Loi Sachmoid. According to the other approach in Tosfos, no, Loi Sachmoid is only if you didn't pay. And the question arises, if I didn't pay, that would be Gezel. Why would that be Loi Sachmoid? If I didn't pay, at the end of the day, that's Gzela. Tosfos, Bava Metziah Hei Umid Bei, says, Lavarol of Bishmayim, which is far-fetched. Loisigzel and Loisachmoid are the same. Laver Olav Bishnayim. This man, Choshemishpat Lamed Dalet Siv Kotn Lamed Beis, suggests a more reasonable approach. And this man says, wouldn't be Gezel. Because you put so much pressure on him till he said, okay. And you didn't pay. So in a way, it could be considered as a matona. That is loisachmoid. But if you paid, and he accepted that money, that would not be loisachmoid. That is disma. So there are two different approaches dealing with this question. And the two terutzim and toisvis are actually machloikes, the Rambam and the Smag. Rambam, could I have a Rambam Nezikin? Not always do I remember originally what Sfora may need. So if it's Beheseg Yad. So the Rambam in the first Perek of Hilchos Gzeila Lochetes makes it very clear. Even if you did pay, you're over on Loisachmoid. The Rambam even goes to the extreme saying that even if he paid Domim Rabim, he paid more than the actual value, that still would be considered Loi Sachmoid, because he wasn't really interested in selling. And the only reason he did sell is just because you applied pressure and you made it unpleasant and he was embarrassed. And therefore, he agreed to give you that object and you paid, it still would be considered Loi Sachmoid. And the Smag, Loi Sesa, Kuf Nun Ches, which is Loi Sachmoid, brings the opinion of the Rambam. And the Smag defers, and he argues that ultimately, if the person did pay, there is no Loi Sachmoid. And Loi Sachmoid would only be if he did not pay. So the lotion of the Rambam, Perek Alav Alochetes of Hilchus Gezeila, Kol Achoy Medavdoi, Oy Amosoi, Oy Beisoi, Vekelev Shal Chaveiro, Oy Koldo, Vashiev Shal Shikneim Memeno, Vehich Vedolo Bereim, Vehiv Tzirbo, Ad Shalok Choy Memeno, Yafal Pishen Nosen Loidomim, Rabim, even though he overpaid. But if the way he purchased that object is applying pressure, Vehiv Tzirbo, Ad shalok choy memenoi, afro pishenos netom amrab maraiso, oive baloise shishalem aloisach moid. The Smag accepts the other interpretation of Tesis. If he paid, and the owner accepted that payment, there is no loisach moid. Lazach moid is only when he did not pay. What is the essence of loisach moid? So let's learn the continuation of that very same aloch in the Rambam. Perek Aleph Gzeila Lochetes. Ve'ein loiken alav ze mepnei she'ein bo maise. It is alav she'ein bo maise. Ve'ein ayoive balav ze ad she'yikach ha'chefetz she'yachmoid, she'chomad. Ke'in yishanei emar lo yisachmoid kesef ezo alayim ve'lo kachto locho. Chimud she'yesh bo maise. It's very uncommon that the Rambam says two different things which seem to be a clear contradiction. And he says the Benishim Achas, Torch Kedei Dibo. Ein loiken alav ze mepnei she'ein bo maise. Ve'ein ayoivor balav ze ad she'yikach ha'chefetz she'chomad. She'neem aloi sachmet kesev ezov aleim ve'lo kachto lecho chimud she'yesh bo maise. Ein loiken alav ze, because it's alav she'ein bo maise. Ve'ein loiken alav ze elu b'chimud she'yesh bo maise. Will you please decide? Is it Rav Shiesh Bo Maisa? Rav Shiesh Bo Maisa. Obviously, even though on one hand the Rambam says there is no Malkus, a person isn't Oiver, he doesn't transgress this Lav, Elo Bechim Shiesh Bo Maisa. And on the other hand, it is defined as a Rav Shiesh Bo Maisa. The Ravid is Cholek on the Rambam. And the Ravid says, I wonder, Ein Lecho Maisa Godel Mezeh. The Rambam himself says, if he doesn't buy that object from the Bailim, it's just Machshev Esaleiv, he's not over. Ein lecho maise godel mezeh. And the Ravid is another kasha of the Rambam, from Bava Kama Samach Beis. In Bava Kama Samach Beis, the Gemara says, if the Bailim said, Roitza ani, and at the end of the process, he gave his full consent, there is no Loisach Moid. And the Ravid says, Why doesn't the Rambam bring this halacha? From the Rambam's formulation, it would seem obvious that it doesn't matter whether the Bailam gave his expressed his consent or not, if this was the process. And this is how this purchase came to be. Hiftzir bechaveiroi. And he pleaded, and he begged, and he pressured, and it made it uncomfortable for the owner to say, no, he's over on his Ahmed. Obviously, even at the end of the day, he said, Roitzani. So the Ravid has two asugas on the Rambam. So the stipler, the Kilas Yankov, in the Sefer Birchas Peretz, argues that these two machloikas are two sides of the same coin. And the Rambam and the Ravid have two different approaches and two different interpretations dealing with the very essence of the lav of Lo Yisachmod. According to the Rambam, the lav is Chemdas Halev, Lo Yisachmod. However, he's not over on the lav unless he materialized that taiva. As long as all there was is machsheves halev, it is only his heart, his feelings, his kina, his envy, is not oyve b'lav. But the gather of the lav is chemdas halev, lo yisachmod, and therefore it's always considered a lav shein bar ma'isa. The ma'isa is not the essence of the lav, it's just a condition. It's as if a stipulation. If you were moitzi this machshava min hakoyach el hapoel, and you actually purchased and acquired that object, you're over on the lav. But you're over on the lav, on the chemda itself. And therefore, it is true, without the ma'isa is not over, but it still is defined as a lav she'ein bo. Mice. And the Rambam Lishitosoi Paskins, why would it make a difference whether he said Roitzani or not? If the essence of the lav is Chemdas Alev, and the Aveira is, why did you have big eyes? Why don't you understand Shulcha, Shulcha, Vishali, Shali? If the essence of the Aveira is the actual Chemdo, then it makes no difference whether he said Roitzani or not. The Ravid's opinion is, Lo Yisachmed in a way is similar to Lo Yisigzoil. It is purchasing something in an unfair way. Lo Yisigzoil, Gneiva and Gzeila is taking what belongs to others without their consent. Whether it's theft or robbery, in our modern language, in English, gzeila would be defined as robbery, and gneiva would be defined as theft. Atzad hashoveh shebehem, the common denominator, there was no consent. Lo yisachmed is when you achieve this consent, but in an unfair way, and you know he really had no intention of selling you this object. You leaned on him, you embarrassed him, you make her uncomfortable, you give him a bad and a guilty conscience for not selling it, but he doesn't really want to sell. And that is, in a way, belonging to the family of Gezel and Geneva and Einoa and Ribis. In Ribis, you take advantage of another person's desperation. He needs the money. And you take advantage of his need and you squeeze the ribis out of him. In a way, Lo Yisachmed is a similar concept. And therefore, according to the Ravid, if at the end of the day he said, Roitzani, that is enough, and there no longer is any Yisr, and according to the Ravid, the actual purchase is the chait. It's similar to Gzeila, and therefore definitely should be defined as a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. And this approach is nice, beautiful, but to me it's not reasonable, because the lav is lo yisachmod. So to me, everybody should agree that the essence of the Aveira is chemdas halev, has nothing to do with Gezel. Defining Gneva and Gezele. He accepted the money you offered him. He took that money, and he intends to use that money, and therefore it has nothing to do with Gezele. At least according to the Rishonim, that Lo Sachmin is even if you gave money. Even if you didn't give money, but you didn't take it by force. You didn't take it without his consent, and therefore has nothing to do with Gnevei Gzeila. The lesson of the Torah, how could we ignore that? Loi sachmoid. So what is the machlokes that Rambam and the Ravid? I think it's in dakuyot, nuances. And my hagdora would be this. When I deal with hagdoras, I always prefer Lashon Kodesh. That is the Lashon of the Torah. According to the Rambam, the Agdor of Lo Sachmid is Chemdo Shaboli Dei Kinyan. According to the Ravid, it is Kinyan Shetoldato Bechemdo. But essentially, the Isser is Chemda Salev. What is the proper Agdora? The logic of the Gemara, according to the Rambam, is as long as it's only a feeling, that would never be defined as a lav. The only case in which the Torah asks machsheves alev is machsheves avodah zorah. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaref machshav ro lamaisa. Chazal teach us, Machshav Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarf Ola Maisa, Machshav Ro Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarf Ola Maisa. And the Gemara in Chulin says, only regarding Avodah Zorah, Machshav Ro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarf Ola Maisa, because that is what Avodah Zorah is all about. Do you have Emunah, or are you lacking Emunah? But all the other Avodah Shebetoyer, you're not over Balav and Machshav Esalev. Even machsheves arayis, I know the mitzvah memeno bekol yom. It is bad. It is something you need to work on. So according to the Rambam, even though the essence of the iser is chendes alev, but if it didn't come lemaisa, you're not oivem delav. Chendes shabole de kinyan. According to the Ravid, the actual Nav is the Kenyan. But it's a Kenyan, Shoherosa Veladosoi Bechet, Herosa Veladosoi Bechemda. Not because it has anything to do with Gezel. It's not the mumminess that you took away from another person. It is purchasing something, Metoich Chemda. And therefore, according to the Ravid, if at the end of the day, before I took that object into my possession, he said, Roitzani, it is no longer relevant how this started. But before I took possession of that object, the owner decided, okay, I am willing to sell it, then no longer would be Loisach. And that is a machloikas Rambam and Ravid, is it a lav sheyesh bo maisa or lav sheyein bo maisa? According to the Ravid, the Isser is Kinyan mitoichemdo. But the Isser is Kinyan, and therefore it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. According to the Rambam, it's chemdo shabole dei maisa. But essentially, the Isser is chemda salev, and therefore it would be defined as a lav sheyesh bo maisa. And I think the basic Haggadah has implications halacha lemaisa. Is there an Isser of Lo Sachmid when we're dealing with a Poches Meshoveh Pruta? According to the Smag in 1 Teretz and Tosfos, you're over on Lo Sachmid without paying money. So if I took something that has very little value, but it is something, it's a Poches Meshoveh Pruta. Even according to the other Teretz and Tosfos and Shittas HaRambam, Beloi Domi, without money, there is no loisachmid. Loisachmid is only when you do pay. I paid, but it was a very minimum amount. It was a pochus mishoveh pruta with the loisachmid. So one of the basic rules in all the Averis, Averot HaMamon, it is only Bishove Prut. Geneva, Gezele, Ribis, even Ashoves Aveda, all the mitzvahs Sheba Mamon, whether mitzvahs Asay or mitzvahs Lotase, apply only to Ashove Prut. The Rambam is Mechadish in the very first Aloch of Hilchas Geneva and the very first Aloch in Hilchas Gezele, that Pachos, Mepruta, even though there is no lav, but it still is an Issur Torah. And the Magid Mishnah says, Chotzi Shirosa Menatoyla. It's not a lav, but it would be similar to Macholas Asurois. You don't get Malkus unless you wait a Kazayas. But nevertheless, Halochik Reb Yochanan, Yuma Ayin Dalet, Chotzi Shirosa Menatoyla. So that's the Chiddush of the Magid Mishnah. In understanding the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch lo ta'ase lamed ches. In Minchas Chinuch, there is no distinction between esa and lois esa. Sefer Chinuch goes in accordance to the parsha Shabbatayra. Mitzvah lamed ches. The Minchas Chinuch says lois achmed is similar to gneiva and gzeila. There would be no lav, only b'shova pruta. Pochs b'shova pruta would be a chotzi shia. That is reasonable according to the understanding of the stipel of the Shittas Haravid. If Lois Achmed is similar to Lois Exil, according to my understanding, no. It has nothing to do with Lois Exil. It is not a lav shebemomoin. It's a lav chemdes alev. It is about your integrity, your midas. It's not about money. So in my opinion, there would be a lav, even pochas m'shove pruta, not only midin chotzi shiur, but an actual lav, even pochas m'shove pruta. Right. And that is a point which I wanted to make right now. After all, it's the same lav. It's the same love. Lo yisach med beis leyecho, lo yisach med eishas leyecho, v'yavdoi v'amosoi v'shoyle v'chamoyle. And I have a feeling that the Torah intentionally didn't put lo yisach med eishas leyecho separate. It is right between bias and avdoi v'chamoyle v'shoyle. Avdoi v'amosoi v'shoyle v'chamoyle. Which very clearly indicates that essentially it is about chemda slave. So by eishes leyecho, we're not dealing with acquisition, but essentially, after all, it's the same lav. In aseres adibris, there are not two slots in lois achmed, only one slot. And therefore, it is about chemda slave. Which means that there should be a lav, and not only an issur of chotzi shiur, even pochas m'shove put. Eretz Tzvi is one of the fascinating svarim of the last generation before the Holocaust, one of the gedolim of Poland, the Kuzhik Lavaruv, who was Rosh Hashiva also in Yeshivas Chachma Lublin. Rabbi Arye Tzvi Fromer, he was a Talmud of the Avni Nezer. And in Shalas Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Siman Gimel, Siman Dalet, there is a correspondence between the Eretz and the Rebbe, the Imre Emes, which is very fascinating. Yashe Koyach. Urichot Vodeinu Elayini Melech Uelam Shah Kol Niyo Vidvoy. And the Eretz Tzvi and the Gerer Rebbe, the Imre Emes, discuss the Lav of Lois Achmoid. It's a pity that we don't have the letter of the Imre Emes. We only have the response of the Eretz Tzvi. So it's difficult to analyze the opinion of the Imre Emes when we don't really have his words and his letter and the way he expressed his opinions. We only find the response of the Eretz Tzvi. But it's obvious that they had two different arguments. One is, would there be an issur of lois achmoid when you lean on another person and you pressure him and you beg him and you plead with him and you send people to him to be mishtadl, he should give you a matona and not a purchase. So Rabbeinu Yoina, Shari Tshuva, Chela Gimel, Seif Mem Gimel, says very clearly that if you pressure a person and you're maftzir and you beg, he should sell you or give you something that belongs to him, that is an Issa. Chelek Gimel of Shari Tshuva has a unique status. On one hand, Shari Tshuva is not a Sefer of Psak. It's one of the most basic Sifrei Musa. And many, many learn Shari Tshuva Chodesh Elul as a preparation to the Yomim Neroim. However, Chelek Gimel is different than the first two Chalakim. First two Chalakim and Shari Tshuva are pure Musa. Chelek Gimel is a summary of many mitzvahs, mitzvahs aseh, mitzvahs lo ta'aseh, which Rabbeinu Yonah felt people are too lax about and people aren't aware of the importance and the significance of these mitzvahs, and therefore that is part of the Shari Tshuva. However, in Chelek Gimel obviously he's dealing with halachic interpretation because he goes from one mitzvah to the other. V'yafal pikein, the Imre Emes argues, Shari Tshuva, at the end of the day, is Shari Tshuva. So maybe what he writes in Sif Mem Gimel, Chela Gimel, is Midas Chassidus, and not Alocha Psuke. Even though he clearly deals with Lo Yisachmoid, the Imre Emes was a tremendous bookie, and he sends us to Sif Samach in Chela Gimel, Shari Tshuva, dealing with the Chichu Bnei Yisroel Lo Yisiru Deboi Beforech, and Rabbeinu Yonah writes, you cannot plea and beg and take advantage and exploit the tuv lev of another person and have him work for you. That definitely is Midas Chassidus. The posek applies to an Eved Ivri, and we don't have Eved Ivri in our times. So even though he's dealing with a lav, but that is Midas Chassidus, so maybe what he writes in Sif Mem Gimel regarding Lo Yisachmoid is also Midas Chassidus. So the Eretz Tzvi says, well, if a purchase would be prohibited, Kal V'Chomer Amatora, it's a Kal V'Chomer. In my understanding, that it has nothing to do with Gezel. It's not about money. That Kal V'Chomer is a Kal V'Chomer Priche. It's not a Kal V'Chomer at all. According to the Stipler, in Shittas HaRavid, if Lo Yisachmoid in a way is similar to Gezel, then the Eretz Tzvi is right. If you give money and it still isn't legitimate, Kal V'Chomer, if you pressure him to give a gift. According to my understanding, if it's all about Chemdes Alev, would make no difference. And if the Torah answers purchase, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch Shinun Tes, see if you'd, in the footsteps of the Rambam, both speak about Kinyan, about purchase, about paying, which seems to indicate there would be no Issa, maybe Bametona. But what I wonder, two great sages, the Imre Emes and the Eretz Tzvi, did they forget that it's actually two terutzim in Tosfos? And that's the machlokes that Rambam in the Smag. According to one teretz in Tosfos and Eden Chofei, if you pay money, there is no Lo Yisachmoid. So Lo Yisachmoid is only when no money is involved, and that is a matona. So all they found is Rabbeinu Yonah. And they have a machloikis. How do we relate to halacha we find only in one source? We do not find any of the Rishonim that project that opinion, but they don't say it. Does that necessarily mean we have to accept that source, halacha? Which is a machloikis in hashkofes halacha, in the philosophy of halacha. But all they found is Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the other teretz in Tosfos. That's the machloikis that Rambam in the Smag. Because if we say, when he pays, there is no Lo Yisachmoid, then Lo Yisachmoid applies only when you do not pay, that is pressuring a person to give a matana. It would be extremely unreasonable to assume that the Kavona of Tosfos and the Smag is, when you promise to pay, but you didn't live up to your promise and you didn't pay, that's Gezel. So we would say this, I promised to pay, but at the end I didn't pay, and I convinced him to forgive my payment, that is so far-fetched. More mashma medivri atesis vasmag, and that is the understanding of the sma that I quoted at the beginning of this year. Choshem mishpat simel amedaled. Loi sachmer applies only when I pressure him to give without receiving payment. So, this machlokes between the Eretz Tzvi and the Ger Rebbe is two terutzim and toises machlokes Rambam mesmag, and I wonder why all they found is Rabbeinu Yoina in Shaarei Tshuva. The other machlokes between them is fascinating. The Ger Rebbe writes, there is no leisachmid by anything you could buy in any shop. So some veloy pirish. Dover hamotzi b'shuk, there is no leisachmid. And the Kozak Levarov rejects his opinion totally, and I think the Ger Rebbe is right. But the formulation is so sosum, he doesn't explain what's the point. But the way I understand it is this. Loi sachmed eishes reyecho, beis reyecho, v'chol asher l'reyecho. What is the din? Person goes to a kablan, a yazam, person that sells houses, and he says, I want to buy a house, but I don't really have enough money, so please, you know, our parents are friends, I'm a ben Torah. Please, you know, do whatever you can to help me out. I really want a house, and I want you to sell me a house. And he agreed to sell him a house. Would that be Lois Achmoid? He didn't ask for this house. Or when a person goes to a tailor, to a shop, and he says, you know, my daughter's getting married next week. I don't have a kaftan. Would you please give me a kaftan? And I'll try to pay as much as I can, but I really want you to give me a new suit. Would that be Lois Achmoid? It is not something in particular. To me it is clear. Lois Achmoid Beis Reyechu means, I visited that man's house, and I really like that house. I like the salon, I like the garden, I like the view. And I want to buy this house because something in this house appeals to me. Similar to Lois Achmoid Eishes Reyechu. It is the same concept. That is loisachmoid. So if all I want is to buy something, but not something specific in particular, it's not this eved or this amo, it's not this woman, but I just have a taive to any woman, you have to deal with your issues. Obviously you got some major problems, but that is not loisachmoid eishes reyacho. That is not Lois Achmed Beis Reachum. Lois Achmed applies only when there is something in this specific thing or object which appeals to you. And you need this house, and you need this Isha, and you need this Eved, or this animal, or this car. And you pressure him to sell what belongs to him. But if we're not dealing with a specific object, there is no Lois Achmoid. And that is the Kavon of the Imre Emes. It says, if it is something you could buy in any shop, and it is not something specific, then that's not Lois Achmoid. And I think he's right. It makes sense. That is the essence of what Lois Achmoid is about, especially in my understanding, that Kuli Alme Moide, that the Yisr is Chemdas Halev. And this brings me to two other conclusions. Sefer Pischei Choshen, Rabbi Yankov Bloy, Zecher Tzadik Lavrocho, was really one of the great authorities in Dina Momenes. And the Sefer Pischei Choshen, Achoshem Mishpat, is a marvelous Sefer, which everybody uses. But I totally disagree with one of the psukim he writes in the Sugya of Lois Sachmed. So in America, this is more commonplace. I think in Israel, it's less common. But in America, Mechabri Svorim sent their Svorim in the mail. And you get a lot of svorim in the mail with envelopes, you know, please send a check. So Rabbi Yankov Bloy writes, that is an iser of Lois Achmed, it's a lav. Because he didn't ask for your sefer, and you're quite aware that he won't buy it. If he would buy it, it's a waste of money sending it in the mail. So obviously it's quite clear to you that it doesn't really need your sefer, and there's no chance in the world that it'll purchase it in the shop. So you send it in the mail, hoping that it'll feel uncomfortable holding that sefer, and it'll send a check. So Rabbi Yaakov Loi says, that's loy sachmoid. And I say no, because money is money. So there is no loy sachmoid on this money or on that money. It is not. Money is money. And if you need money, chemdes mamoin is a midah ra. But loy sachmoid applies only when you're dealing with a specific object, with a house, with a woman, with an eved, with a car, and shoyrei v'chamoyrei, you know, those were the Cadillacs going back 2,000 years. That is loy sachmoid. I do not think loy sachmoid applies to chemdes hamamoyin generally. So, if I send a sefer, even though my clear intention is maybe he'll feel uncomfortable keeping that sefer, he won't send it back, and he'll have to pay, you know, he won't send it back. He'll prefer just putting a check in the envelope and sending it. I might not think it's the right thing to do. I probably wouldn't do it, not only because Baruch Hashem I swore himself, but even if they wouldn't, but I don't think it's loy sachmoid. According to my understanding, that loy sachmoid is only when it is something specific. And ba'oimek ha'dvorim, ba'oimek ha'dvorim, I think that the basic motive and rationale of loy sachmoid goes far beyond chemdes mamoyin. When you really have this uncontrollable envy, whether it's eishes le'acho or beis le'acho, that you could bring you to the worst places. And this is the reality of the world which we live in. People come to loy sirtzach, people come to loy sinaf, and that is why the Torah is so machmir in loy sachmoid. It goes far beyond chemdes mamoyin. It is human nature that people want to profit, they want to earn, they want to live comfortably. And it's a madrega to work on sinas hamamoyin, which is important, but it's a madrega. So the story goes that when this country was established and Ben-Gurion wanted to put up a Sanhedrin, wanted to have a Sanhedrin, so someone asked them, one of the conditions in Sanhedrin is Soinei Beitza. So he asked one of the Rabbonim, he knew, could we find Soinei Beitza? So they said, if you'll pay enough, you could find some. You know, how much you're willing to pay. So chemdes mamoyin is part of human nature. It is something that an Oyved Hashem needs to work on, needs to conquer. But that is not loy sachmoid. Loy sachmoid chomer tfei. Chemdes hamamoyin is not one of the aseres adibros. Loy sachmoid is a far greater transgression. When a person can't control his envy, and he actually acts upon his envy, and that's the aside of the Rambam. Chimud sheyesh bo maisa, that could bring a person to loy sertzach, to loy sinof, to averes chamura shebetoyre shedinom yeherek val yava, and that is essentially what loy sachmoid is about. So when a person sends a sefer because he wants your money, that is not loy sachmoid. Kach ner lani yesdaiti, in my basic understanding of the law of loy sachmoid. So going back to what we mentioned at the beginning of this year, the only clear love shebeinodem lechaveri that we find in the Aseres Adibros is loy sachmoid, and the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachya say, if you will really achieve shleimus and loy sachmoid, that ultimately will safeguard you from all aveiros shememamoyin. And that svura doesn't fit in entirely well with what I just explained about lo yisach moed, but I don't think it's a stira, I don't think it's a contradiction, because the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachye aren't dealing with the halachic definition of lo yisach moed, but lo yisach moed in a broader sense, in the musar of lo yisach moed, which really requires a person to work on chemdas aleivav till he achieves shleimus in the entire concept of taivis amomain, and therefore that should keep him away from lo yisigzel, from mazik momen chaveiloi, as expressed in the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachye in this parsha. So what we learn about this week's parsha, Parshas Yisroi, the centerpiece of this parsha is Mamed Har Sinai and Aseres HaDibros. And today we dealt with the last of Aseres HaDibros, Lo Yisach Moed. And it is very well known what the Ramban explains in Parshas Yisroi. Shnei Luchos HaBris. Why two? The Aseres HaDibros could all be engraved in one Luach. So the Ramban says, Shtei HaLuchos are dedicated to the two pillars of Torah Hashem. And the two pillars of Torah Hashem are the mitzvahs Shebein Odom L'Mokoyim and the mitzvahs of Shebein Odom L'Chaveri. And the Shleimus of Eid is only the combination of both. So the first Luach goes from Unoichi Hashem Elokecho, Lo Yilecho, Lo Yisase, Shabbos, Kibedav Em, Bein Odom L'Mokoyim. And the second one is Eidu Sheker, Lo Yisignoiv, Lo Yisach Moed, basically Bein Odom L'Chaveir. And Chazal teach us that the two luchos were similar. Similar in texture, similar the way they looked, similar in weight. And that comes to teach us and to convey the message that the shleimus of Torah is only the shleimus in both realms, Bein Odom L'Mokoyim and Bein Odom L'Chaveir. And the Ramban, according to the same idea, is mechadesh various different chedushim in his magnificent Perash al HaTorah. In Parshas Kedoshim and in Parshas Emor, we find an idea in the Ramban. The Ramban says, Kedoshim Tiyu. What is the essence of Kedoshim Tiyu? The Ramban explains. There are so many mitzvahs Bein Odom L'Mokoyim, but it is impossible to define and to relate everything that might come up in the course of the human experience, Bein Odom L'Mokoyim. So besides the many mitzvahs of Bein Odom L'Mokoyim, there is one general mitzvah, Bein Odom L'Mokoyim, Kedoshim Tiyu. And the Ramban has a very harsh expression. The Ramban says a person could be Makayim all the mitzvahs of Bein Odom L'Mokoyim and still be a novel Birshus HaTorah. So Kedoshim Tiyu is a general mitzvah. Above and beyond the specifics and the many detailed mitzvahs Shebein Odom L'Mokoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to be holy. Kadosh in every way. Porush min HaTaiva. And the Ramban says there is a similar mitzvah in the realm of Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, which is Va'osiso HaYoshor V'HaToiv. And that is the equivalent of Kedoshim Tiyu Bein Odom L'Mokoyim. Because a person could be Mekayim all the mitzvahs say Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, and all the lavim from Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, and still be a novel B'Shus HaToiv. So besides the specifics and the details, the mitzvahs say and lo ta'aseh Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, we have a general mitzvah. Vosisu HaYoshev HaToiv. Be honest and be compassionate. And that is the shleimus and the basic of the entire area of Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. So once again, we find in the Ramban, those are the two pillars of Yiddishkeit. on the two basics of Torah Hashem. And that is why we have two luchos and not one, to indicate the two different areas. But number five is Kaved Esuvicho V'Yasimecho, and the Ramban has a problem with that mitzvah. Why is it on luach number one and not on luach number two? So the Ramban says, Kaved Esuvicho V'Yasimecho is as a dual understanding, could be defined Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, but it also was essential in Bein Odom L'Mokoyim. Because a father and a mother, your parents, are not just like any other people. This is part of the basic Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. Avos v'bonim. Fathers have the obligation to teach the children Torah. And the Bach says that Kaved Esavicho is against V'limadetem oisem es b'neichem. And the Ramban, the Bach explains in Siman Reish Mem that Rashi's opinion, Chayev Odom b'kvoid zakeinoi, is because Chayev Odom l'lamid ben benoi Torah. So respecting elders is an essential in the unending chain of our Mesorah, and therefore it has a shaychus with Bein Odom L'Mokoyim and with Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. So if we would plan the Shnei Aluchos, I probably would say that Kaved Esavicho V'Esamecho should be at the bottom, and they should combine both luchos, starting off with luach number one and the end of the pasuk in luach number two. I wasn't on the committee that planned the luchos. No one was. That is a Kodesh Baruch. So, but this is the Ramban. So the Ramban says two luchos, one Bein Odom L'Mokoyim and the other Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. And the message this conveys is, no one is more important than the other. Some of us are far more diligent in Bein Odom L'Mokoyim than in Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. And there are so many people that are medakta bekalaka v'chamura, and they have chumres and chumre, chumres and l'chol Shabbos and l'chol Tevilah. But their Bein Odom L'Chaveroi is very flawed. And there are others, to the contrary, that are very makbid in Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, but they have a dismal lack in Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Dveikas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shleimus of Odom Yisrael is only with the combination of the two. Ahavas Hashem is the basic of Avodas Elohim. You have to l'reachu kemoichu ze klal godol b'Torah. And obviously the Bekiv is referring to the area of Bein Odom L'Chaveroi when he says Zeklal Godol B'Torah. I think I said a shir b'mokam HaKodesh Hazeh in the past about V'ahavtu L'Reachu Kamoichu, and I proved from Sanhedrin Daf Pei Daled that V'ahavtu L'Reachu Kamoichu was not just one of the many mitzvahs to say dictating the relationships between people. That is the most basic and fundamental principle. And even when the Gemara Sanhedrin Pei Daled deals with the issue of Maka Ove V'Imoi, and the Gemara has a suffix, could a son treat his father? Medical treatment that involves chirurgia, surgery. And the Gemara says, V'yohavtu L'Reachu Kamoichu. And as she explains, well, that is mercy. That is caring for a parent. Wouldn't each and every one of us expect other people to care for his health? So what does V'yohavtu L'Reachu have to do with Maka Ove V'Imoi? Has to do. And when a Bekiva says Zeh Klal Godol B'Torah, he's not only relating to Musar. That is a very clear halachic fundamental principle. That is the way I understand Rabbi Kiva. V'yohavtu L'Reachu Kamoichu is the underlying precept, the underlying concept in the entire area of Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, not only in Musar, but in Halacha as well. So when the Gemara deals with the question, could a son perform surgery on his father? Would that be maka ove ve'imoy? The Gemara says it can be maka ove ve'imoy because we have to echo kamecho. What you would like others to do for you, you do to others. But we're dealing with the love of maka ove ve'imoy, not with the we have to echo kamecho. We have to echo kamecho dictates all the other mitzvahs and all the other halachas of bein adam l'chaver. So ahavas Hashem on one hand, ahavas Reyim on the other. Those are the basics. Those are the fundamentals. I think it's in Parshas Ekev when the Torah tells us the story of Chet Uvegel, Moshe Rabbeinu coming down from Har Sinai and seeing the tragic events. And he hears voices from the Machan, Eloi Kol Anus Gevurov, Eloi Kol Anus Chalusha. He hears the Tupim and the Macholos. And he sees this terrible tragedy. And he breaks the luchos. And the Mesoira is Vayashlech Miyodoi. That's the Ksiv. And the Kri is Miyodov. So Reb Sol Salanto, the great Gaon HaMusar, said, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he witnessed that terrible tragedy, he thought, well, I'm going to throw away Luach number one. Obviously, they failed. They failed the most basic test. They failed, Unoich Hashem Elokecho, Lo Yelachu Elohim Acherim. But why not at least give them the other Luach? Lo Yisignoi, Ven Lo Yisirtzach, and Lo Yisinaf, and Lo Yisayet Bereach, Oveit Shoka, and Lo Yisachmoid. Well, at least let them be decent and nice human beings. So his plan was to throw Luach number one from one of his two arms. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. This Torah is Mikshu Achas. I do not give one Luach. If they aren't fitting for one Luach, they cannot get the other. So these two Luchos Sabris are one unit, one basic Torah. Ho belai ho, lo kaimi. Ho beho talia. And ho belai ho, yi efsha. And that is the shleimus of Yid. In mitzvah sheben adam l'mokayim, and a mitzvah sheben adam l'chaveroi. You hear also we should all be zaycha, to achieve shleimus and to achieve greatness, and to do whatever is within our power, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. במצווה שבין אדם למוקוים, and במצווה שבין אדם לחברים. שנשמע ונזמסה בסוריס טויבויס, ישועס ונחומיס, וישי דזרח ובקורב to be as גורל צדק, במהלו ויומני יומיין, and once again I apologize, next week I will be in America, so the coming year will be in 2 weeks time.
Isn't though if someone sees his neighbor has a new Cadillac, and he says, I must have the same kind of Cadillac,